Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session from Mesa City Council for Monday, March 3rd, 2014. And everybody's here, so we will go right to the agenda for this evening's regular City Council, which is the first item on our agenda. Items 2 and 3A. Items 3B through 3D. Items 3E through 4C. Items 5A through 6C.
Mayor.
Yeah, Mr. Wesley.
Councilmember Luna, on item 6C, did you have a...
Yeah, Councilmember Luna.
Yes, tell me the status of the letter that we're supposed to receive from Paul Davis.
Okay. Mayor, Councilmember Luna, we have received a letter from Land Holdings Investments with regard to the paving of Adobe to the west of Adobe Meadows subdivision. Okay. And they have not gotten the neighbor's signature on that letter yet, but the letter does outline the conditions that were discussed before and establishes that escrow account for the paving or the slurry seal of that street to the west. In terms of the overall process, we still have the final plat that will come back before council, and we've told the applicant that we'll be holding that plat if this letter isn't signed. Okay. And they do expect to get that signature, maybe even this evening, if the neighbors are at the meeting upstairs, if not within the next couple of days.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Councilmember Summers, the neighbors are maintaining it now, and until the county actually accepts it, it would still be theirs to maintain, but they'd be working with the county on that.
Yeah, but what they'll do is they'll have a hard surface as opposed to dust. So the idea is as people go through, they at least there'll be dust control there. Okay. So they won't change at all because they're maintaining it now, they'll maintain it. Then as they work with the county, perhaps the county can come and take over. Okay. Yeah, I think the agreement simply is for the placement of the all-weather surface. Okay, so and it probably, I don't know if it leaves the question of maintenance silent, which just assumes, or does it specifically state that the residents will be responsible?
Yeah, Mayor, it leaves it silent.
It's silent, which means that there's no obligation on the developer, therefore it falls to either the county or the residents.
Correct.
Okay.
Any way to add a
that?
It's not in the city.
Still. Or maybe we just make a comment upstairs. The city is not going to be...
The developer in the neighborhoods. We're not a party to
this. Right. Yeah, I think we go on the record that just reminds everyone it's not in the city. It's in the county. Therefore, we have no responsibility. We're not going to accept any responsibility for doing that. Okay.
That's what I was...
All right.
Thank you.
Gotcha. Okay, 6D through 7A... and 7B. Okay. Knowledge received of various minutes of various boards and committees. I have a motion from Councilman Glover, second Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Has anything happened in the last few days?
It rained.
Would you like to report on the rain? How many in here actually saw the tornado? Thank you very much. No, I was...
A category zero tornado, by the way.
Well, I will tell you...
we're all suddenly unimpressed. More like a strong wind.
Okay, but I'll tell you from where I was, though, it was really cool.
Were you giving a campaign speech and this hot air shot out?
Oh!
All right, moving right along.
The most important thing, though, was that the hot air, it was swirling to the right.
Allegedly.
No. Okay, allegedly. I will tell you the real story. For everyone except for Dave. No, because this is part of the reporting. I was very happy to attend the 50th anniversary of the Mesa Palms Adventist, Seventh-day Adventist church up on Thomas, just east of Record. They had their 50th anniversary celebration, so I was up there Saturday afternoon because they are the Seventh-day Adventist. And it was great to see them, and thank you so very much for the invite. As I walked out with my son into the parking lot, you know, you were elevated quite a bit. We're probably, what, 300-400 feet. We were driving down Thomas, and we looked down and saw this group of clouds, and I go, oh, my gosh, look at that. It was right at around 12:30. Look at that cloud bank. It was swirling. And I said, God, that looks like a tornado. But it was quite large. And we just kept looking at it. And I says, man, that's really crazy. I haven't seen cloud like that in a long time in Arizona. And then the next day they announced that it was a tornado. So see, now the smart thing is, did any of us take out a picture of phone? And no, of course not. But we thought it was cool. And it was not after a campaign event. All righty. Okay.
Once again,
anything else?
Many things are happening in Mesa.
So thank you to the Seventh-day Adventists for a great, and thank you for their contributions to the community. It was really really a very nice event. Really appreciated that, their hospitality and their celebration. Well, the other thing, if any of you didn't notice, is on Thursday we had a great event. And Mr. Brady, why don't you give us an update and a report on what went on Thursday?
At 1 o'clock?
Yeah, you can talk about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
The opening day of the spring training at the new Cubs Stadium is very well attended, I think, by the fans from all over the valley. Mayor and council were recognized for their efforts in bringing this to keeping the Cubs in Mesa, and not only for the ballpark, but certainly for the park. It was, I think if you just... The whole experience was incredible. As I went to the whole stadium, just the buzz was very real. And so we were very excited to showcase that, as well as the park. Everything seemed to go very well. So we were very excited to start the season off on a beautiful Thursday, sunny day.
Yeah, because the weekend didn't work out too well,
weekend
did it?
Was a little difficult. But even during the rain, we seemed to have managed pretty well. We will have to repair some of our parking lots a little bit, but we're working on traffic management. We're getting people in and out, but we know we can do better, so we encourage everybody just to pay attention to the, what do we call them, the display, the electronic displays, because we are changing those every once as we learn more about traffic patterns. So as you come to the game, pay attention to those electronic boards.
And the one thing I would say, and this is what amazed me, is the people who usually did complain, they said, well, I was late. Well, what time did you come to the game? A quarter to 12, a quarter to 1, I mean.
Yeah, no.
And I said, no. You have 15,000 people descending on one site. You cannot come in the last 15 minutes and expect to get seated and walk. So you'll come early. There's a great park and everything to enjoy. You will not regret showing up to the ballpark a little early. You'll get in and have just fine.
And Mayor, we appreciate some of the surrounding businesses. They were getting very innovative. The Toyota dealership was actually having free parking for Toyota model cars. The councilor club was there.
Toyota and Prius.
Yeah. And so we thought that was a brilliant idea. So the car dealership seems to be getting into the spirit of things, yeah. Yes. So
they could park over where the restaurants are.
That's what they did.
And the restaurants are doing very well over there, too. So
it was a good day. And I drove past on Sunday just wanting to see what the damage was. And we lost a parking lot and about half of another, and the world didn't end. People were still having fun, and the park was absolutely packed. So it was great. I have one other thing to show here. This is a baseball. It's got a great signature from manager Rick Renteria from the Cubs. The one thing it does not have on it is a grass stain or a dirt mark.
Good.
Which means that this did not touch the ground.
It was awesome. You did a great job. It was a good pitch.
Thank you.
It was a
very nice
shocking pitch.
I have a special thanks for Mark Hirschberg, who, half... Mark back there?
Yeah, he's back there.
Thank you, Mark was my practice mate and warmed up with me for at least a half an hour, 45 minutes before the big time.
Next time you can get him to throw overhand. Be great.
I was just trying to follow your example, Scott, so I'm sorry. Here I throw like you do. Okay, so no, thanks to all.
Good.
It was a great.
Well done.
A great week and a lot of fun stuff, and really proud of this community and what that means. And I heard nothing but rave reviews from those from outside of Mesa. It's really a point of pride, and will continue to be, I think, for literally decades to come. So congratulations to the community, because it really was a community win. Anything else? Nope. All righty. Mr. Brady, schedule meetings.
Yes. This Saturday, March 8th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., will be Gateway Aviation Day at the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. So I invite everyone out there. Admission is free. There'll be aircraft on display, a kids zone, and food vendors. It's always a very popular event. Invite everyone out to that. And our next study session will be on Thursday, March 13th. Thank you.
Great. Okay.
We believe so. Okay. So let us know if you're not going to be available. So we were told we could. If it's too close for one, then we know the council's traveling that week, so if we need to postpone that or cancel that meeting, we can. Just let us know, though.
I know I have some late meetings on the floor.
Okay. All right. So maybe if we're too close to not having a quorum, we will look at that. Okay. Looking like I just lost my quorum. Okay.
All righty. Anything else? We have a motion. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.